When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Kenny J Experience. My name is Kenny. Oh boy, what a last year and a half it has been. What a last couple of days it has been. Currently, I am admitted in the hospital. I am on the burn unit with third-degree burns on my arm, second-degree burns on my back, first-degree burns a little bit below, like, my groin area. But you know what? I'm still here, I'm still doing a podcast, and I am still smiling. You know why? Because I'm alive, because I'm happy, and today I had a spiritual awakening. Today's the day I finally realized that your life is what you make of it, right? It's what I preach all the time, but I wasn't practicing what I preached, right? I would talk about it, I would talk a good game, but I wouldn't actually do it, right? You just gotta do it. Like, for example, relationships, right? I was going through such a rough last few months. I couldn't move off the couch. I was so depressed. Da-da-da-da-da, poor me, this, that. You know, my wife left. My wife took the kids away. But guess what? That's okay. That just means that was not the person I thought it was. She was not my soulmate. You know, she wasn't my person. You know, the silver lining is that I got two beautiful kids out of the deal, right? I would never change that. I love my son. I love my daughter. Best things ever happened to me, right? But today I move on, you know? And that's okay. It's okay to be single. It's okay to do what you have to do. It's okay to move on. It's okay to grieve, you know? Take your time, you know? Sit on your pity pot for a little bit. But then remember, get the fuck off. Excuse my language, but get off that pot. I'm telling you, you know? Back to why I'm in here. I'm in the hospital because I got hot scalding water poured all over my arm and back. Unbelievable what it did. God bless these nurses here. God bless the doctors here. They did such a great job. Oh my God, the process is brutal. They literally take your arm, that's all the dead skin from the burn, and they literally scrub it with washcloths that feel like sandpaper. Wow, let me tell you. Worst pain I have ever been in. Again, I'm a nurse, I'm a firefighter, you know, and this is definitely the worst pain I've ever been in. You know, and back to today, you know, today's focus is really mental health. I deal with depression, I deal with anxiety, I deal with addiction, I deal with everything you could think of. Addiction, that part has been handled pretty well. And that's because I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it for Tom, Dick, and Harry this time. I'm doing it for Kenneth Sr. Guy, not, you know, not my son, not my daughter, not anyone, but me. Because if I put anyone else in front of my sobriety, guess what? I'm going to lose them, you know? My happiness comes from the happiness of my kids, the happiness of my family. I don't have much family anymore. I really don't. I have a sister. I have a best friend that's like a brother. That's really it. It's a shame. You know, I have a father. I have a father-like figure. I have a brother-like figure. But, you know, that's it. Blood family, they're all gone. They're all gone, and it's such a shame. So that's why I was so desperate in creating my own family. And yes, I wasn't perfect. I wasn't born, you know, I wasn't raised the right way. Like, you know, I wasn't taught what normal love was. I wasn't taught what, you know, how to respect, you know, another human being the way you should. You know, I watched my father talk to my mother horrible, you know, and the same way it goes for my mom, you know, God rest her soul. But it took me a long time to realize that that's not okay. You know, I'm going to teach my son how to respect a woman. I'm going to teach my daughter how to respect a man. You know, it's very important you teach these kids young. You got to teach your kids young respect, dignity, loyalty, honesty. Honesty is so important. Even if the truth hurts, tell it. I learned the hard way, guys. I learned that I lost the best thing that ever happened to me due to me thinking I was protecting them, you know? So remember, guys, no matter what, tell the truth. I'm telling you, no matter what, it will set you free. That's the truth. And when you love someone, set them free. And I did that today. You know, as I'm sitting here, I'm about to get dressed. I'm looking outside. Stony Brook is one hell of a hospital. It's beautiful. I'm overlooking the water right now. I have to watch the sunrise this morning. You know, again, guys, be honest. Speak from the heart. That's what I'm doing from now on, you know. No more bullshit. There's no more room for it. There's no time for it, you know. My life is my kids today. That's my life. My kids. And that's it. That's all I give a shit about. My kids and myself. That's it. You know, obviously, there's a few people along the way that I care and love for. But you know what I mean. Guys, again, please, if you are in love and you love that person and you're not treating them right, change. I promise you they will leave you. Even if you don't think they ever will, they will. Change your ways now before it's too late. I changed right at the very, 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 very last minute, but it was too late. So try to save yourself. If you love that person truly, save it. Be kind. Be respectful. Show them they matter. Show them how beautiful they are. Show them how much they mean to you. Be kind to them. Be gentle with them. Make them feel safe. Make them feel secure. It's very important, guys. I'm telling you. Guys and girls. All right, guys. This is Kenny G. And I will be back. All right. Another episode from Stony Brook Hospital. Ciao, guys.